Hey, how are you?
I can't believe we're queuing that music down, are we?
Can't
we just play that the whole show?
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
Oh, here you go. Here's a flyer to Planet Comic-Con this weekend.
You're gonna fly it to me here?
Here I go. It's never going to make it.
Yeah, there you go. You got it here. You're
that
good.
Was weird. Yeah,
you're
you good. Caught
I'm looking
it.
At it.
Yeah.
Okay. Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams.
This is your thing. Planet Comic-Con. This is your world. It's your time.
Welcome to it, Steve.
Yes.
Right, Planet Comic-Con, and we are playing the Star Wars theme.
Yes.
Because, yes, actor Billy D. Williams will be there Saturday and Sunday at Overland Park International Trade Center. It's Planet Comic-Con.
This is Christmas, East. This is everything wrapped up in your birthday all in one weekend, right?
Couldn't put it better myself, but let me try.
Yes.
Billy D., of course, played Lando Calrissian in the two Star Wars films, The Empire Strikes Back and The Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Both of those fine films are more or less 30 years old now.
If you can believe that.
He was the character who ruled Cloud City and was an old pal of Han Solo's.
Man.
Williams is now 75 and as distinguished
out of here.
As ever. Okay, I gotta go.
Really?
Can I stay?
He is 75.
Yeah, he's 75, but he looks
I bet he does.
Smooth.
Always did.
There's really only a handful of central characters from the original Star Wars saga who did not wear masks or, you know, were supposed to be bizarre aliens or robots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that there was Luke Skywalker, there was Han Solo, there was Princess Leia, and there was Lando, played by Billy Dee. So it's a pretty big deal for local Star Wars fans that he's here at Planet Comic-Con.
So you're going to be at the doors right when you're going to be – what are you going to be doing here? This is – you're a huge comic book guy.
I'll be buying and selling and trading. I'll be sneaking in. I'll do my best. I'm mostly looking. I'm going to try to be good this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to maybe shake hands with Billy D. Williams. Now, he will sign stuff for money.
Of course.
You know, he was not just a Star Wars guy. He's played opposite Diana Ross in the Billie Holiday biopic,
right.
Lady Sings the Blues. He was great in that. And he's somewhat humorously and warmly recalled, I think, for being the TV commercial pitch man for Colt 45 malt liquor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing that he would autograph a can of the stuff for interesting collectors out there who keep on collecting those cans of that malt liquor, I guess. But I think the trick is you can stand in line, you can try to get his autograph, have your picture taken. I like to stand a few feet away and watch him interact with the fans.
Are you looking for any certain books this weekend? Are you angling for something that you're going for?
Well, I would like to find a copy of Fantastic Four number 3 that I could afford. I can't afford it, but I'll be looking for it. It's the issue in which the FF donned their costumes. It was quite an innovation in the early 1960s for a supergroup to not have costumes until the third issue.
Well, that's Planet Comic-Con coming up this weekend. More information about Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org.
This is the dawning of the age.
We're going back in time, aren't we?
Before we move on to the Oracles of Aquarius Psychic Fair, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Aquarius Books at 39th and Broadway, I just wanted to mention that Blair Butler will also be at Planet Comic-Con. She's the daughter of former Kansas City star movie critic Butler.
Yeah.
She's a comic book reviewer. She's on the G4 Network's
she's
Attack
a
of
big
the Show.
Deal.
Yeah, and she even writes a comic book heart about mixed martial arts fighting. She's a stand-up comic. She's funny. She's smart. And she will sign for free. Now, on to the Oracles of Aquarius Psychic Fair.
Now, what is this about?
It's about thinking that you can sit down and have your fortune told.
Mm.
Yeah, or, you know, whether you think that
have you ever done that?
No, I never have.
I have friends who have.
Well, it's interesting. My barber for many years was a psychic barber. He's since passed away. His name was David Schneider. He actually hosted a show on the old American Cablevision here in Kansas City called Psychic Voyages. Some listeners might recall that. He never offered, and I never asked to have him give me a psychic reading about what the future may hold for me. I think he probably detected I didn't really believe in that. But
he was worried about your future.
But, but he cut my hair great.
Mm.
And who knows, maybe he's out there somewhere with the scissors. I don't know. But you can go to this fair all weekend at the Aquarius bookstore. There's tarot card readings, energy healers.
It'll cost you a little bit to get a reading, right?
$30 for half an hour, $50 for a full hour, but it's free to go in and just, you know, suck in the atmosphere. They're going to decorate the room like an underwater temple of Atlantis.
Mm.
Spirit guides. Hey, chakra cleansing. I didn't even know I had a chakra.
I didn't either. I like that. She sounds pretty good. That's Terry Clark.
That is Terry Clark, and she's sowing her oats, her wild oats. Yeah, that's a song called Dirty Girl.
Mm.
She's not afraid of getting a little mud on her jeans. Even though she grew up in Canada, she sure seems like an all-American gal. Country music hit maker, especially in the 90s. Shows at 8 o'clock Friday, 9 o'clock Saturday at Knuckleheads.
That's kind of rare
Saloon.
For Knuckleheads to have them two nights in a row.
She's sold out in the past. I think it's two nights for a reason. It's neither here nor there, but last night Terry Clark tweeted, "I've rewritten Jesus Take the Wheel. It's Tim Tebow's new anthem, only changed to Jesus Catch the Ball."
Mm.
I don't know if that makes her a fan. Do you think?
I don't know, but you did not mention Jerry Allen and Tierney Sutton at the Gem Theater, 8 o'clock. Saturday night. I'll be in the second row.
But you just did, and I
love
it.
That stuff. Yeah.
Have a good time.
That's Terry Clark, 8 p.m. Friday, 9 p.m. Saturday at Knuckleheads.
Go ahead and congratulate yourself. Give yourself a hand. The hand is yours, and the eye that eyes itself is right, and the ear that heals itself.
And who's that?
Well, what does that sound like? It's not who it sounds like. It sounds like The Shins, does it not?
It does sound like The Shins.
Yeah, but it's Andrew Bird, a super talented, eclectic singer-songwriter, 8 o'clock Friday at the Uptown Theater. It's hard to tell what you're going to get from him. This is his more indie folk pop side, but he's influenced by classical, bluegrass, English and Scottish folk music, swing calypso. He's a very interesting cat. He was on the Colbert Report a few nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And his interview was revealing. He said he started out performing at Renaissance festivals, which he admitted to Colbert tests your sense of dignity.
Mm.
I did Renaissance festivals in my early 20s, and I don't think I had a properly developed sense of dignity, so I really can't comment on that.
Andrew Bird, 8 p.m. Friday at the Uptown.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you. And never was a city kid, true or anti-one. More to me than you'll ever know. And I got more hits than Sarah Harrow. Tom Fishman, I'm Tom Fool of me.
Roller Derby.
Even the Beastie Boys dig Roller Derby.
Yeah.
Kansas City Roller Warriors. All-female flat-track roller derby. They're back. It's the season opener.
And you know who's back with them?
Who?
My buddy Maria Carter.
You're kidding.
Bubonic Peg.
She's putting on Bubonic Peg?
Yeah, that's her name.
She's putting on the elbow and knee pads.
Peg.
Okay, well, yes. Is she on the Victory Vixens, the Dreadnought Dorothies, the Knockouts, or the Black Eye Susans? One of them.
One of those.
Yeah, they're all going to... call them... matches.
Dreadnought Dorothies.
Are they matches? No, they're bouts. They call them bouts. They promise to, quote, capture your heart and then skate all over it until it bleeds.
Man.
Thanks, I needed that. 7 o'clock Saturday, Municipal Auditorium. Don't miss it.
That's Brian McTavish. Brian, great list as always. Thanks for coming in, man.
Somewhere Billy D. Williams is waving at both of us.
Yes, he is.
I'm waving back.
Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow on the program, the DVD gurus are back to talk about the cult classic films of Roger Corman. Our music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help today from KCUR's Kathleen Pointer, Danny Alexander, Maria Carter, that Maria Carter, and Kim Noble. The show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.